Hello from North Shore Community School of the North Shore of Lake Superior. This is the phonology report for the week of November 27, 2021. My name is Cheyenne, and I'm your phonologist for this week. During Thanksgiving weekend, Jane and her family were able to skate on the Beaver Pond for the first time this season. The same weekend, Gunny did a cross-country ski event called the Turkey Burkey on the Burkey Trail, Hayward, Wisconsin. They made artificial snow as there's not enough to ski on, but as it continues to get colder, the snow will stick and not melt. On the afternoon of Sunday the 28th, Autumn's pond froze over about 3 to 4 inches deep, and she skated on a smooth and clear surface. It was so clear she could see lots of bubbles forming on the ice. They were circular and clear, so you could see through them. Sharon was also able to skate on Pequon Lake. All around Minnesota, lots of creeks and ponds and small rivers are frozen due to the recent drop of temperature. Ava noticed the pond near her house is frozen with a very thin layer of ice. Remember that the ice on rivers and lakes needs to be at least 4 inches thick to safely walk on. Also on Sunday, Zinnia went across country skiing at Grand Avenue near Spirit Mountain. The snow was icy, which made skiing downhill very fast. On the Tuesday of December 1st, Autumn noticed some puddles with little white ice chunks that are about 54 inches in circumference and were forming fast on the top of the new rough and less frozen pond, as the days are sometimes above freezing. On Thursday, December 2nd, Abby slipped on the ice on her bike on a driveway. On December 2nd, Jane's bus could not make it up Burger's Hill to pick them up due to the slippery ice in the road. Be careful on walking on icy sidewalks and parking lots. On November 27th, I noticed that the weeping willow in my yard is still clinging onto its leaves. Gunny always gets Christmas trees from the woods. The last couple of years, the spruce budworm have been quite bad, so the trees aren't as nice. On Monday, November 29th, Autumn noticed some of her red pine trees had fallen down due to the extreme wind. Thorne spotted 5 deer grazing in his backyard on November 29th after a lot of snow had melted that day. On Monday, November 30th, on the way home from school to Knife River, Gunny observed a small red fox curled up along the road. On Wednesday, December 1st, Jane and her brother were walking to the bus stop when they noticed fresh deer tracks near their driveway. When Jonah walked up his driveway, he saw rabbit tracks that same day. Ave saw little tracks across her pond, possibly a mouse, chipmunk, or squirrel. Levi spotted an American red squirrel dashing across the playground at recess on December 1st. These males are busy searching for food. As the temperatures are dropping, the snow on the ground and the food is more challenging to find. Ava saw a bald eagle flying very low at her house. When Maddie watched out her window, she saw a bird eating a frozen apples off her tree. Anna noticed many crows flying over her neighbor's yard, who probably had deer carcass in the crows for the crows to have a nice feast on November 29th. I have been seeing a lot of turkey activity at my house. I think they are mother and her babies. Fun fact, a baby turkey is called a pout. This concludes our phonology report. Have a great week and be observant.